Hello, everybody. Welcome. Everybody, welcome to the Minister Central London. Thank you so much for joining me for this show on today. Today we're talking about total self-care. This is part one of the show. And tonight we're going to be talking about what self-care is and what it isn't. You know, as we're going through this COVID-19 pandemic time, I wanted to empower you to be able to take care of yourself as you're on the stay-at-home request by the city and state and governmental officials. And so I wanted to come on and actually do a show on how to take care of yourself and understanding what taking care of yourself is. It's really easy for us to be at home and to sit around and to, watch a lot of Netflix, watch a lot of Hulu, watch a lot of Showtime and all of the other streaming things that we have. And then we forget to take care of ourselves. So we are at home and it's just real easy not to do anything or not to even think about what we need to do to really be taking care of ourselves. And so this is a two-part series, and each one of these shows will be filled with powerful teaching and doable strategies on self-care so that you can use these things in your life right now as well as in the future. And you can also share them with your family, your friends, your loved ones so that they can take care of themselves. And so let's get started. As you know, self-care is a term that is branded. It's used a lot these days, and surprisingly enough, there's still a lot of confusion over what it actually involved. And those of us who are believers, Christian believers, know that we are the temple of God and we are to take care of ourselves. The Word of God teaches us that we are, that He desires that we be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So we are required to take care of our physical beings. We're required to take care of our mental state. You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We're required to take control of our thoughts, those thoughts that might create vain imaginations or the thoughts that try to exalt themselves high above the knowledge of God. We're told to cast those thoughts down. We're told to watch and be concerned with how we feel about things. You know, where a man's treasure is, that's where his heart is. So you want your heart to be right. You have to make sure that you're treasuring the right things. And do you love yourself? Do you care enough about yourself to take care of yourself? And so, you know, it's a lot going on right now during these times that we're living in right now, and it's very important that we learn how to better care of ourselves and that self-care is at the top of the priority list. We need to make sure that we understand what it is and that we're actually doing it. Most of the time, self-care is like branded as an important element of your health and your well-being, but the key is to understand what it is and what the benefits are for self-care. So for this particular show, we're going to be talking about what it is, and we're also going to be looking at the reasons why you need self-care and to be engaging in self-care. So what is self-care? So the definition that most people know about or have heard about in defining self-care is any task which helps you to take care of yourself. It can relate to your emotional well-being. It can relate to your relationships. It can relate to your physical health or your mental health, any part of your being. But this series is talking about your total self-care. So it's all of these things that are involved in this, your emotional well-being, your relationship, your physical health, your mental health. What we're going through right now during these times, all of these areas of your life can be impacted by this stay-at-home request or rule that we're under. It can be impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Your loved ones, you may have loved ones who have contracted the virus. You may have loved ones who have lost their lives to the COVID-19, church members, pastors, you name it. So your entire being can be impacted one way or another by this time that we're living in, this pandemic that we're living through. And so it's important that we begin to practice adequate self-care in every aspect of our life. You know, and as you learn this and you begin to develop and do more of this, you'll learn that there were many areas in your life that probably needed improvement and that we maybe neglected or just didn't pay a lot of attention to. So although self-care can be a simple concept, sometimes it's difficult to put into practice. You know, sometimes it's easy to confuse what self-care is. It's just simply treating yourself well and giving the body what it needs. That's what self-care is. Sometimes we focus a lot on other people, other family members, other friends and loved ones, and we don't leave enough time to focus on ourselves. And so we neglect that, and then we feel sluggish, we're tired, we feel emotionally drained. There's a lack of energy feeling that we experience sometimes when we don't take really good care of ourselves. When we don't get enough sleep, we're exhausted and we feel sluggish the next morning. And all of that comes from, or part of anyway, not taking the proper care of ourselves. So, you know, a little bit about what self-care is. Let's talk about what it isn't, what self-care isn't. So there are a lot of misconceptions over what self-care is. And the common mistake people make when they adopt this self-care routine or regimen in their lives is indulging in something that's bad for them, all right, and that's not self-care. So, for example, you may think self-care isn't denying yourself of the things that you want. So you might start eating a little more chocolate, or you might indulge in some daily treats, and you're not paying attention to the amount of it that you're eating. So while indulging can be great on occasion, sometimes it isn't bad for a normal practice or indulging, because it'll eventually do more harm to you than it'll do good. You can treat yourself sometimes, reward yourself for things that you've accomplished, things that you've done, successes in your life, goals that you've reached. But self-care is not sitting back saying, I'm going to binge on apple pie and vanilla ice cream for 2 days straight. You know, that's not self-care. You have to know the difference between self-care and rewarding yourself for something. So don't get those confused. So it's about finding a balance and not overindulging in something and just because you think you deserve it. And maybe you do deserve it. But if you're not careful about what you think about deserving it and how you treat yourself in those thoughts, or having those thoughts of deserving it, you can go overboard. So you might want to live, you know, off on chocolate and cake and pies and all of those things, but you know eventually it's not going to be profitable for you nutrition-wise for you to do it. Also, self-care isn't doing things you think you should do. It's about making improvements in your life, all right? It's about making an improvement for yourself, not necessarily what other people are telling you ought to do, you should do. It's about doing a self-assessment and looking at your life, saying, what is it that I need to do to improve my life and to take better care of who I am, right? It's an individual practice that's different for everybody, you know? So maybe I need to maybe do a little bit more physical exercise, you know, to take care of myself physically. Somebody else may need to do some mental training or exercise to help them, you know, to help improve them mentally, what they're thinking, you know, negative thoughts they're having, or not thinking enough of themselves. So it may be different for everyone. But when you add self-care to your routine, it should be focused solely on the desires that you need, that you have in the areas that you want to change or you want to improve. Okay, it doesn't have to necessarily be bad. Maybe you just want to improve it. You know, for example, maybe you started eating healthy and you started a little bit at one time and now you want to improve that. So you're going to go to the next level and you're going to cut back something out of your eating habits that was getting in the way of you being in good health because you started small. Maybe you gave up diet sodas and soft drinks first. And so now you've gotten into the routine of giving up soft drinks or not drinking them as much. And so now you want to go to the next step and say, you know what, I'm going to practice cutting back on sugar. And I'm going to give sugars up for a season. So I want to give you a simple basic checklist that you can follow that kind of can help you to begin that self-care routine. So it can be one that's effective and one that you're making out of really good ideas and one that you're making that is appropriate for your lifestyle and for what you want to do. So here's the checklist. So I told you if you saw the episode information, you're going to need paper and a pen so you can take plenty of notes as you listen to these sessions of these radio shows. And so I want you to create a checklist, and I want your headings on your checklist to be first what you want to improve, right? What area of your life, of your total being, do you want to improve? So number one is what you want to improve. The second thing on your checklist is why you want to improve it. When you understand the why, then it'll be easier for you to do the what. So know what you want to improve and then why you want to improve it. Okay, so I want to improve my physical being. I want to drop weight. Okay, so why do I want to improve that? I want to improve it because I'm going to be healthier. I'll breathe better. I'll get around easier. I will have more stamina, more energy, you know. So the why is going to help you do the what. Number three, care you need most. What's the type of self-care that you need most? Okay, so even though you know what you want to improve, you know why you want to do it, what's the type of self-care you need most? So before you go on a diet plan, before you do Weight Watchers, before you do any of those kinds of things, what type of self-care do you need the most? So if you need self-care in your thinking first, in your mental self-care, not necessarily that you have mental health issues, but I need help in my thinking. You need to battle your thoughts. Well, if that's what you need self-care in the most, you need to do that first before you do anything else. Because if you don't think you can lose the weight, or if you don't think that your body is going to feel better, that you're going to have more stamina, more energy, whatever you think about losing weight, if your thoughts are negative, it's going to hinder you taking the steps to do it. So what is the type of self-care you need the most? That's number three. Then number four, creating a no list. Right? A no list. That's a list. That's the no. These are the no's. I'm not going to do these things. I'm not going to let these get in the way of me taking better care of myself. And then the fourth thing on there is starting out gradually. That's the fourth thing on your checklist. So maybe your routine, let's go back to losing weight or exercising. Let's just say exercising. And you haven't done it in a while or so, but you know you need to do it. Do it because you want to improve your physical being. All right, so when you're starting out gradually, you may not start with, Taibo. You may not start with kickboxing. You'll maybe start with a 15-minute routine since we're at we are under the stay at home. You can't go to the gym, but maybe the gym that you belong to, if you belong to one, actually is doing Zoom exercises for 15 and 30 minute segments. Or if you haven't belonged to a gym, maybe you can check to see if some of the gyms are offering Zoom exercise and what time do they come on. You know, you may have to locate them on Facebook or you may have to locate them on their website to see when are they doing their Zoom exercises so that you can, where they can do them online for you, where you can do it, be at home and follow them through the exercise routine. Or maybe you're like some other people And over the years, you bought these exercise DVDs, and you haven't used them or even opened them to even look at them. Maybe you can pop in one and do a 15-minute exercise off of a video, a DVD that you never use. So start out gradually. Maybe you're going to your self-care means starting eating more healthy food. So it may not be giving up everything at one time. So when you start out gradually, it may mean you may start with your breakfast. You may eat a healthier breakfast. You may start with that and gradually move to eating a healthier lunch and a healthier or dinner. So you want to start out gradually. So here are your checklist areas again. What you want to improve is number one. Number two, why you want to improve it. Number three, the type of self-care you need most. And then number four, creating a no list. And then starting out gradually, all right, to do whatever self-care you need. So when you're figuring out what you want to improve first and why you want to improve it is going to be the crucial step. Remember, the why is going to help you do the what. So it's only going to work if you're doing it for you, right? Don't do it for anybody else. This is self-care. So you have to do this for you, not someone else. It doesn't mean that you're selfish or you're acting in a selfish way. It just simply means that you care about yourself enough to put yourself first at this moment so that you can become more effective and more useful to in your life and to those around you. You're no good sluggish. You're no good tired. You're not any good if you can't think straight, if your thoughts are racing and running through your mind and you cannot process one thought at a time, or you can't make decisions because so much is going on in your mind that it's getting in the way of your decision-making process. So it's not about being selfish. It's about being more focused on yourself and about being more aware that you need to make some improvements in your life. So think about the type of self-care you need to focus on first. That's, you know, it's very important. You know, what do you need the most? That's number three on your list. What is it that you need to do the most? You know, your physical, your emotional self-care tends to be some of the most common type of places where people start because it's actually the most obvious sometimes. You know, so look at making sure if these are the two areas that you're starting in, look at making sure that you have enough sleep, that you're eating healthy, that you're exercising on a regular basis. You know, even if on this at this stay-home order, if you live, let's say, in a house and you have a long driveway or you have a short driveway or you can go right outside and just walk up and down your driveway for about 15 or 20 minutes. You know, so if you're living in an apartment complex, you could do the same thing, but you may want to check outside and look to see if anybody else has the same thing in mind. And if so, you may want to wait till they're finished, and then one or two people, you may go out and take a 15-minute walk around or a 10-minute walk around your apartment complex. It's really important that you do something, okay? And again, it could also, if you're looking at your physical well-being, you could exercise indoors as well. And when you're creating a no list, this will help you get started. So that, you know, to get started, this will, your no list, you look at your check, what you wrote down, your no list will allow you to determine the things that you don't want to do, you know, or the things that you don't like doing. So, okay, let's say it could possibly include something, for example, like, you know, when I'm getting ready to go to bed at night, I don't want to check my phone before I go to bed, I want to switch everything off. Now, nowadays, I know it's kind of hard when we're going through this, but maybe you could turn the volume down so you won't be so tempted. When that little ding, that little notification ding pops, you might be tempted to jump up and see who did something on Facebook or Instagram or something like that. So your no list are those things that you don't want to do or the things that you don't like doing. So focus on the things that you don't want to do. I don't want to be preoccupied with looking at my phone when it's time for me to go to sleep. When it's a time for me to take my rest at night, I want to make sure that I get enough sleep. So If you heard me teach before, you heard me say schedule everything. So if you know you go to sleep at 9 or if you go to sleep at 10, and you know you like to check social media before you go to sleep, if you're going to bed at 9, then you may want to schedule at 10. You may want to schedule at 9 o'clock to check social media for 15 or 20 minutes. So that you're not, oh, I got to hurry and get off the phone, it's 10, got to stop checking social media. Give yourself 20 minutes. And then when you finish checking social media at 9:20, then do what you need to do to prepare to go to bed. Put the phone down, freshen up, put your night clothes on, whatever you need to do. Some people have a drink of water by their bed in case they wake up through the night and they're dry and they get thirsty. So whatever that you need to do to help prepare you for you to take your rest at night, then do that. Use that last 40 minutes or so to prepare yourself for bed. So now you're not actively engaged in something that you don't want to get bogged down in doing before you go to sleep. So if you know you like to do, put it on the schedule, like everything else, and do it and then stop it at the appointed time and then focus on getting ready for sleep. So that's what you're create a no list. That is to help you do those things that you don't want to do. Okay, and then you want to start off gradually. That's the last thing. So it's real easy to try to attempt and address everything with your new self-care routine, like you put everything on the list that you know you're supposed to do to take care of yourself. However, it can become overwhelming if you do that. So it's best that you focus on one or two things at a time. It's real important that you focus on one or two things, because if you become overwhelmed, you're going to look at that list, and at some point you're going to say, okay, I'm done, maybe another time. You know, and you're not going to apply yourself in trying to do anything on that list, because when you look at it, you got 101 things you need to do to take care of yourself. It's like, no way, you know. And so because in your mind, you're thinking that you have to do all 101 of them right now within the next 2 or 3 weeks. So you don't want to be feel overwhelmed like that. So you want to make it doable. And doable is when you create a strategy that involves one or two things at a time, and then gradually you add to those two things. So as you can see, you know, self-care isn't just about, you know, doing what you want to do. Sometimes it's really about doing what you need to do and don't want to do, right? So I don't want to check my cell phone right before I go to bed. So what, I schedule that for later. So that's a part of self-care. All right, so you have to know the difference. You know, again, remember what I said, self-care is not you overindulging in something, even if you think you deserve it. That's just not what it is. Okay, reward yourself, treat yourself to some things, but you have to look at what you're doing, how's it going to benefit you overall, and if you cannot see that, then it's probably something that you don't want to have on your list to do as a part of your self-care routine. So why is self-care important? Why do you need self-care, right? A lot of people are wondering that, and especially, you know, it's always been a focus on self-care, but when we got on this stay-at-home rule, I guess, if what you want to say, when we got put on stay-at-home, then people start looking at, okay, hey, this is a great opportunity for you to take care of yourself. Don't get sluggish. Don't sleep all day. Don't stay in your pajamas all day. You know, get up, take care of yourself. So you heard so many different things about it, and it's really about your well-being and your health, of course, but for people to really embrace it and really take on the challenge of creating a self-care routine, they usually have to know what are the benefits that it's going to provide. Okay, why can't I stay in my pajamas all day? I've been waiting on this for I don't know how long. Don't have to go to work. I don't have to get up and be rushing all over the place. Why? I'm at home. Nobody's here but us or but me. So why do I have to get out of my pajamas and put on clothes if I'm not going anywhere? I can't go anywhere unless I go to the grocery store, the drugstore, something like that, or dash out to get a bite to eat. I got to drive through the drive-thru to get that and then come on back home. So what are the benefits of taking care of yourself? And so there are a lot of benefits to it. They are diverse in nature. So, you know, some of them improve, one, improving your health. Again, if you're talking about taking care of yourself, one of the benefits of self-care is improving your health. So when you practice self-care, it's going to do wonders for your health. You'll get to work on your health issues. You get to experience some improvement in your physical being as you're working on those health issues. You can improve your physical health, your internal health, you will. You know, all of those things that are related to when you exercise your body, when you eat better. You know, it's not just, you know, have a drop weight, but there are some other things that take place internally as a result of you taking better care of yourself. All right. Number one is improving your health. That's a benefit. The second one is it increases productivity. So if you're trying to get something done and you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to do it like you want to do it. All right. So if you struggle in being productive as you should be, then you might want to look at, you know, do I need to take better care of myself to increase my productivity? You know, maybe you need to become more focused and concentrate on different tasks at hand. Because, again, when your body is sluggish, when your mind is racing, when your thoughts are racing, when you are constantly focused on something in your life that's just getting in the way of you doing your everyday tasks, accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish because you're so focused on one issue, one problem, one person, then sometimes you're not as productive as you would like to be. So you have to begin to learn how to become more focused and to concentrate better, all right? And a part of that sometimes is about learning how to focus as well as learning how to concentrate. You know, that's not, it's easier said than done. And sometimes you think you should just know how to do these things, but you don't really just know how to do them. You have to learn how to do them. So you have to learn how to focus on something. So if you need help with that, you have to get the help. How do I learn how to focus? You get a coach and you have some coaching sessions and you go through coaching assignments that teach you how to focus, that teach you how to concentrate or to increase your concentration so that you're not missing the task that will help you to be productive. All right. So sometimes increasing your productivity means saying no, learning to say no. People call all the time. People are still calling, even with the stay at home, even with COVID-19 pandemic, people are still calling, wanting favors. So you have to say no. You have to learn how to say no. You have to learn how to free up your schedule when you get back into your normal routine. You have to learn how to leave time in there to focus on the things that really matter to you. You have to learn how to slow down. You have to learn how to not overexert yourself. All those things that get in the way of you being productive, you have to learn how to do those things. You don't just know how to do it. You learn how to have a racing thought. They didn't just pop up out of nowhere. You learn. It's a pattern that you keep repeating, right? You learn how to exert your energy so you're exhausted at the end of the day because you give out too much. You learned how to do that because you put yourself in that position to do that over and over again. So now you're going to have to learn how to do certain things that's going to help you to be more productive. You have to practice saying no and sticking to your no. You're going to have to learn how to become more focused. You have to practice on being focused, and you have to learn how to increase your concentration. You have to learn how to do these things. And when you do that, you will feel so much better. You, in your mind, you will feel better. Learning how to say no will free you up as well. You know, maybe you're like me in the past. I just wouldn't say no. But I say no today to certain things. So, and when you say no, especially if it's face-to-face, and that you're looking at their faces when you say no, and you're like, okay, maybe I should say yes and get this over with. But when you learn to stick to your no, then when you walk away from the conversation, you feel much better because now it's like a huge relief off of you because you're not compelled to give in to taking your no back. So, okay, number two, it increases your productivity. Number three is it increases greater self-esteem, right? So you want to be able to, there's a scripture that says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. In order to love your neighbor, you first have to love yourself. So when you practice self-care. It helps to increase your self-esteem. Again, remember I say it's not about being selfish or self-centered. It's about focusing on what you need to improve. So when you take care of yourself, it boosts your, it'll boost your confidence. It'll make you feel much better about yourself. It'll help you to focus and make yourself a priority. You won't make yourself take a back seat where you're neglecting to take care of yourself. You'll develop a much healthier relationship with yourself. You won't think of negative things or feel guilty when you are deciding to spend a little time taking care of yourself. So if you want to experience more in your life, then you have to begin to take care of yourself so your self-esteem can improve. And even if you have a good self-esteem, you want it to still improve, all right? So you don't want to feel guilty about it. If you have a pattern of negative self-talk, then when you start taking care of yourself, it's going to help you to dismiss that critical voice and to develop a more positive outlook on your life and to help you to create more positive comments and statements that you make to yourself. It helps you to accept positive affirmations and faith confession so that you can feel good about who you are and you can love yourself so that you can reach out and love others. And then it will also help reduce stress in your life. So self-care will help you to de-stress, if you will. With all of everything that's going on, everything is stressful right now, whether you are immediately impacted by COVID-19 or from a distance, if you know people who are impacted by it, it is still stressful. When you hear about friends of friends, family member who has friends, you know, who are impacted by this, who are on ventilators, who are dying from it, it still can be stressful just to hear all of those. And so in doing this time, not just that, during the stay home, you have a lot of companies that are not, you know, they only pay so much, they're not paying anymore. So people are applying for unemployment. So people have financial worries. They're struggling to keep up with the everyday life of things. We see on the news, your entrepreneurs who are trying to stay open and stay above board and to maintain their staff that they're paying. You know, it's just a lot going on, and it can create a lot of stress in a person's life. And so it really can, in the stress of all of this, can impact your health. It can cause some interruption in your sleep. It can literally cause you to have health issues, you know, just from the stress of this, of what we're going through. So the virus may not attack you, and it may not, you may not be infected with the virus, but what you are impacted with is the stressfulness and that comes with the virus has done nationally. And so you have to practice self-care during this time because it's so easy to look at the news, and I encourage you to do that, but it's so easy to look at the news and really get stressed out, panicky, nervous, upset, you name it. You can become it or take it on if you look at it and you have not learned how to take care of yourself. You have to learn how to regulate your thoughts so that even when you're listening to the news, there's the old saying, eat the meat, spit out the bones. You have to learn to pay attention to what you need to pay attention to and don't get caught up on the things that are not helping the nation to solve the pandemic that's going on. Because if you do, you'll find yourself when it's all over. You'll be on the phone calling somebody, complaining, all stressed out about what they said at the press conference, who said what, did you see what he did, did you hear what he said, all of those things. And so you don't want to get caught up in all of that de-stress. You want to be able to maintain some composure through all of this, and so you have to take care of yourself, and that's what self-care does. It helps you to focus on activities that will specifically help to reduce stress levels in your life. You can start after that press conference. I'm telling you, you're going to need to meditate. So if you're watching the press conference, if you're staying on top of it, you're watching the news, and I would encourage you to do that, because the Word of God says, for my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, for they reject knowledge. So I want you to reject the knowledge that you need from the press conferences. Listen to them, but you need to de-stress after you watch them. So you may need to spend some time meditating and in the Word of God. You may need to spend time journaling. Or you may need to spend time, you know, go into another area of the house or turn the TV off and do some jumping jacks or do some mile exercise, anything, breathe, some breathing techniques, you know, whatever you need to do to de-stress from. And pray, Lord, let me retain the information I need to retain so that I can stay safe, so that I can practice the precautionary steps that I need to do, and so that I won't become so overwhelmed that I'm no good in this process during this time when I'm going through. So find a way to de-stress after you've watched the news, watch press conferences. You have to do it. Even if you watch, I know there are a couple of doctors that come live on Facebook and they give you information. They tell you what you can do, what to, you know, even after those genuine Facebook Live where doctors are helping you, you still may need to take your notes while they're on that live Facebook Live, where they're live, take your notes. But afterwards, before you do anything, just de-stress. Take a moment and meditate, pray, study the Word of God. Just de-stress, then go back to your notes and look at what the person said and say, you know what, these are some of the things I need to try to implement in my life, even while I'm at home, to make sure when I go out to the grocery store, to the drugstore, I need to make sure I'm doing what this doctor just said so that I can stay healthy and I can stay safe. And so find ways to de-stress. So self-care can bring some stress reduction in your life. And then also it can bring healthier relationships, right? You have to take good care of yourself, right? So that's another benefit of self-care, is that it leads to healthier relationships, right? It allows you to assess the relationships that you have right now and then identify the areas that need to be improved. And this is a great opportunity to do that, because you're not at work. Okay, so if you have a cousin or brother or sister, whomever, that you need to reconnect with and that you need to de-stress the relationship, then do it. Build yourself up. Pray and ask God to give you the right words or the right things that you need to say and do, you know, to reconnect again during this time. All right. Take the time to look after yourself first and then reach out to the other person. Because if you're running on empty, you're not going to be any good trying to reconcile a relationship, reconcile a friendship. First, again, focus on what you need to improve and then ask God to show you when you need to reach out and resolve whatever needs to be resolved in that particular relationship. And practice, again, maintaining some control of your thought life. Stop thinking about, what if I reach out and she doesn't receive it, or they're still mad, and it's a lot of possibilities. So that's why you have to fortify yourself. The Bible says that we are to be strengthened in our inner man. So you have to become strong in your inner man so that you can reach out and improve the relationship. So as you're looking after yourself, as you get putting yourself in position to actually take really good care of yourself, you know, I want you to remember that, you know, I hope you took your notes. These are just some really basic things about self-care. This is where you can start to do it. This is going to help you to live a healthy, happy life. It's going to help you to make it through this trying time that we're all going through right now, not just nationally, but globally people are going through it. So take care of yourself. Make it a daily part of your routine, all right, so that you can make the necessary improvements to make it not just through this pandemic, but to actually to be more productive and to live healthier just in your life, period. So even after the pandemic, you want to be a healthy person. You want to be full of joy, full of life, full of peace. You want to be strengthened in your inner man. You want your mind to be regulated and renewed. You want your life transformed. You want to see a newness or an improvement in your life because you're taking really good care of yourself during this time. So it's very important that you do that. So I just want to take a few minutes and come on and talk to you about self-care, what it is, what it isn't. The next show we're going to actually be talking about self-care for beginners, what you need to do to actually get started with doing your self-care, and so that you can come up with some really good a routine that's going to help you, how to set that goal and how to pick out what what you're going to do and those things. It sounds a whole lot easy, it sounds easy when you're just listening to somebody talk about it, but when you sit down to actually do it, it becomes a little bit more challenging to come up with what you need to do to take care of yourself, So this will be a really good thing for you, is to really see if you can figure it out, on your own. And then if not, so we'll have some resources available for you or to be able to direct you towards some resources that can actually help you take care of it. So I want to thank you for joining me on the show today, and I want you to watch out for part two so that we can move into what you can actually do to begin taking care of yourself. So I'm willing to give you some things that you can do. So thank you once again, everybody, for tuning in. God bless you. Have a great, wonderful evening. Take care.